I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party! Smooth,
gentlemen, mood. Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
I'm still on a high after what happened to us yesterday in a car park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you I mean, know. We've got to take what we can get these days. We just finished doing an event because we also do a lot of MC work and you can book us. And
that's unnecessary.
We got a bottle each of Veuve Clicquot, which is very much fancier than the yellow Glen I normally partake in.
Yeah.
And we were walking to our cars in the car park and
a dapper gentleman, which is key and code for an 83-year-old, hit on us quite heavily.
I don't know if it was hit. He was just like, "Do you girls want someone to share that champagne with?" And we were like, "No."
No, he was nice. No, I liked him. I got a good vibe from him. I reckon he would have been a man about town like 5 decades earlier.
Yeah, still thinks he's got it.
Yeah.
That'll be like us when we're 83. We'll be doing that with the young gents. Being like, "Hello, boys. Do you want someone to..." I'll do that now, actually.
Yeah, you do that now. But he followed us 3 times, Sarah. He said it 3 times.
And he actually drove up beside us in the car.
Yeah, he did.
I thought he was...
He liked what he saw.
Paparazzi.
He saw a bit of sugar.
Here's our podcast.
This weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls.
How are you?
Yep.
Yep, good. Okay.
Those Two Girls.
Halloween's on Tuesday night. Mm. Sarah, oh God, I knew this would be your reaction. I'm excited.
Of course you are. Of course you are. I knew that would be your reaction.
Okay, I understand that it is not at all an Australian tradition. I get that.
It's not even a French tradition. I don't even know why you're doing it.
Sarah, must I remind you that I lived in the US for a period of my life.
That's right, of course.
So, no, I think, look, my kids are so excited. They've been hounding me as to what are we doing, Mum? Where are we going? Where are we going trick-or-treating? What party are we going to? Blah, blah, blah. Are you doing anything for Halloween?
No. No, I'm not.
Why?
Because I just think it's not even an Australian tradition. It's an American tradition, right? And we've just taken on, or the shops have taken it on. So be like, we've got to make consumers spend some money here before Christmas.
Old fuddy-duddy.
Yeah. I tell you what, I tell my kids every day not to go to people's houses and ask for lollies. I'm not going to make it okay one day a week. Yeah, so why would you make it okay one day a year?
You go and ask people for lollies all the time and no one...
People I know at work,
you.
And it's called the vending machine for the most part. Thank you. It has a name.
Look, I think...
Do you even know what Halloween is?
Excuse me. Yes, I do. Can I just say...
What is it? Tell me what Halloween is.
My point is that you are the fun police.
You don't know
police.
What it is.
I do.
You don't. Tell me what it is.
You are the fun police for your children. Let them dress up in stuff. 13, 10, 60, if you have an opinion on this, I'd love to hear it. Do you know what I'm going to do? I've already Pinterested stuff.
I'm not surprised.
I am making little phyllo sausages that look like zombies. I'm wrapping a snag in phyllo
pastry.
But the
costumes, you're talking about dressing the kids up in costumes, but I mean, the costumes aren't even that nice. Like, you've got people going out dressing as, like, sexy nurses, or they're terrifying zombies.
Well,
like,
I'm not
the
dressing...
whole purpose of Halloween was to scare spirits and ghosts away that come back from the dead and want to live in your house. That's why people carve up pumpkins. Why would you want to scare away spirits and ghosts?
That's what I was going
like
to say.
That.
For someone who walks through cemeteries
I love
for fun,
I
why
love
wouldn't
that.
You grab the bull
because
by the horns and
do
this?
Because I just think it's consumerism in Australia. It means nothing to us unless you actually have some kind of American tradition. In fact, it's like Celtic in origin.
Oh, can you not bring Nerdy McNerd into here?
And look at the phones.
I'd
They're
also
lining
like
up.
To say you'd make a great witch.
Justin from Narangbar. Good morning.
How are you, girl?
Good.
I can just feel from Justin. I'm going to get thrown under the bus here, aren't
Justin,
I, Justin?
Help me out. Help definitely, me out. What do definitely. You think?
Hey. Halloween, you know, go let your kids go out, dress up, have lollies, you know. Let them know that you're human. Put a stupid costume on, have some fun.
Be, but she's not human, Justin. She's a cold-hearted witch. That's the thing.
They do really want to do it. I'm sure that I will succumb at some stage. But I would dress up as the Grinch.
Sarah, send them to my place. Let them know. Let them experience fun at the Carlisle residence. Thank you, Justin.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
We're talking about hating sunflowers, yes. Tackling all the big issues here.
Those Two Girls.
Lise, it's Saturday morning. A lot of people are out and about spending their money on the weekend.
You know
what,
Sarah? I'm so sick of looking in my wallet and not seeing $40,000. I'm over
Me
it.
Me too.
Over it.
Me too. You know what? I think we should go straight to the top. Let's go to John Stenschold, Financial Review's Young Rich List Editor.
Ooh,
sounds
good.
That's a great title, isn't it?
John, you're the guy who puts together the list of under 40 self-made rich kids. Have I made the list?
No, neither have I, unfortunately.
Oh,
I can assure you that none of their good business nous or expertise ever rubs off on me, unfortunately.
So, John, what do you see in this list? First of all, what's the male-to-female ratio? And what are some patterns that you see emerging in these individuals? Do they shop at Aldi? Do they do bulk cook-ups? Because I'm keen to learn here.
I think, well, firstly, that out of 100, there's only 9 women, which is pretty disappointing, right? It shows you that corporate Australia or Australian business still has a long way to go. But as far as what they're doing, I think while we're at Aldi and having cook-ups and so on, they're on Instagram all the time promoting their businesses all around the world, and that's actually really, really successful. So, they're going global and they're using technology to do it.
But what businesses and industries are they mainly in? Is there a trend in who these gazillionaires are?
Oh, look, technology, there's 38 out of 100. That's clearly where it is. That's, you know, building
Got to get the kids into coding. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, exactly right. Or come up with an idea where you can sell something over the internet, you know, make it easy.
John, how young is the youngest?
How young? 21.
Annoying.
No.
That's just irritating. I'm hanging up.
No.
So how rich are we talking here? Like what's the richest guy or gal?
Like a Kardashian level richer?
Oh, we're a lot richer than that. I mean, the two guys on top of the list are worth $6.07 billion between them. Mike and Brooks and Scott Farquhar.
And who are they? Sorry, I'm always looking for a second husband. I'm just writing.
Oh, she's horrid, isn't she?
Well, one of them just bought a $75 million mansion in Sydney, so he might have a spare room at the very least.
But, good.
No, they're the two guys behind Atlassian, which is a big software company.
That's boring, though. I don't know if I could put up with that. Can you give us 3 tips, John, to help Lise and I get on the young rich list, because we're both 37, we've got 3 years to make it.
Oh, God, it's dismal.
I think, quit your day jobs, form your own companies. Look what you can do around the world. Look for something that's really simple that someone hasn't done anything about yet. So
I know,
that's probably one way to do it.
Well, we've heard it from John. We've got to get busy, Sarah.
Right.
John, thank you so much. It's an exciting time in the week for you with this list coming out. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
No, thanks for sharing.
Thanks, John. Bye. Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls. Loyalty and strong bonds, positivity and strength.
I mean, that's all well and good, but oh, gosh. Those Two
Girls. Game of Suburbs.
131060, guys, we are playing right now. Get your calls in.
The rules are Lise and I choose one of Brisbane's 185 suburbs. You get one clue per caller. Let's play, shall we?
Okay, we're going to go to Callum from Morningside. Callum, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Callum, I'm going to tell you that I want you to take your time with this clue and really think it through, okay?
And by take your time, we mean you have 5 seconds.
All right, here we go. If a type of car that races at Bathurst got an infection, this is what it would be called. Scotty, don't laugh. We take a lot of care writing these clues.
At 6:30 a.m. before the show.
Callum, are you thinking it through?
Yeah, trying.
You're trying. Try faster.
I have no idea. Maybe Nunda?
Look, he gave it a crack, and for that I love him. Let's move on because that was incorrect. It is not number.
Okay.
I mean, what did I say? Number.
Nunda. Hey, Benjaline from Algister, how are you?
Good.
Benjaline, your name sounds magnificent. It sounds like a celebrity couple have mated, like Ben Affleck and Angelina Jolie.
You know what? I am sure that Benjaline probably gets told that a million times
amazing.
A day.
Do you?
Yeah, always.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So when Lee, you know, people when they think they're original and they have a crack about your name, I was like, don't do it, Lee.
I think it's beautiful.
Hey, okay, Benjaline, if the entire Brisbane population of a certain breed of dog had to live in a Brisbane suburb, this is the one.
Think about
a breed of dog.
A breed of dog.
Labrador?
but that is actually a brilliant guess. Labrador. And that's on the Gold Coast.
She is smart.
That is smart, Benjamin.
All right, Danielle from Strathpine. Here's the third clue.
Yep.
A couple of Queensland musical brothers might have lived here, but they didn't because they're from the Gold Coast.
Where does Savage Garden live? Logan Home.
Incorrect.
No, but your enthusiasm was just on point, Danielle.
Infectious.
Thank you. Okay, we are going to Ha from Wacol. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're sounding very enthused. I think you're going to get it. Here we go. If you loved this suburb so much and had a little girl, you could call her Stephanie.
No! Ha, you're killing us. We pretty much gave it to you. Now where are we going with this, Sarah? We have no more clues.
Okay, Jody from Kingston, it rests on you. It's an exciting suburb. There's a Bunnings, there's a Red Rooster, there's a Hoyts, and Lee's does Pilates here. Where are we?
Southport.
Oh, guys. Okay, I'm going to just tell you.
Craig from Oxley has come through. Craig, you're our last hope.
Craig, I'm going to make this clue up as we go along.
Oh,
okay.
Don't.
I can have a shot at it before you give me the clue if you want.
Okay, look, you're sounding
confident.
Okay, go, Craig.
I'll go Stafford.
Oh, he's good.
Yes, you beauty.
Okay, Craig, what tipped you off out of those clues?
Stop.
I want to know.
It would actually be my offsider in the car, Dave.
Dave. Well, guess what? You and Dave have won yourself a $100 Greek Club voucher. So indulge in a taste of Greece right here in Brisbane at the Odyssey Taverna and Cafe and Bar.
It's not tavern, that's Aussie. It's the Greek Club, Sarah. It's Taverna.
Taverna, okay.
Awesome.
Craig and Dave, well done, boys.
Well played, mate. Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls. Oh, I mean, I'd say rookie era.
Straight into the litter. Those Two Girls. Sarah, I want to know something about you that I'm not sure I actually know.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to pose something to you about planes. Aisle seat or window seat?
I'd go a window.
Thought so.
What?
There's this great article that I read, can't tell you where it's from, traveller.com.au, there you go, that actually myth busts, or no, actually myth bust isn't the right word, it just tells you what it tells about someone who chooses the window seat.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just tell you, what do you think about yourself? Do you think you're a good person?
I just think I'm someone who likes to lean on the window when I want to have a sleep and not on a stranger.
Okay, well, it says here that people who prefer the window seat tend to be more selfish and are more confident in disturbing others. I think that's you down to a T.
No, it means I actually have good bladder control, so I don't need to get out and go to the toilet the other two passengers.
I love an aisle seat, and I'll tell you why, because it means that I'm more reserved in nature and I'm less irritable.
No, it doesn't. You're almost 6 foot tall. You want to put your legs in the aisle. That's what it means. So as far as disturbing people, you're the kind of person who flight attendants can't stand because your long, daddy long legs are just loping out the...
Okay, look, I am slightly claustrophobic. That's why I like an aisle seat.
You're in a plane. The whole thing's claustrophobic.
I don't like to think of that. I also like the extra leg room, just putting my legs out in the middle.
Is it because you
there.
Like to be the first person to get the wine off the trolley when it comes down? Is that what it is?
This
Maybe
is the thing,
you're
right?
the selfish one.
It really comes down to are you okay with disturbing others, or would you prefer to be the one being disturbed? I'm okay with someone waking me to get out go to the loo.
I would much rather just stay on the window, glued to it, just drooling down quietly.
I mean, who chooses middle seats? Who are these people? Who would opt for a middle seat?
I don't know. Do you take it to calls?
I think I know who. Scotty.
Because you like a chat, Scotty. Let's chat to people. 131060, aisle or window seat?
Ben from Slacks Creek, are you window or aisle?
I'm an aisle
guy. Okay, why?
I've had bad experiences before on planes where I've gone on the window, someone's had like a bit of ravioli, they've accidentally passed wind, and when they've gone to the toilet, the smell is still there. So I prefer aisle, so then if that ever happens, you can scramble right to the front of the plane.
Oh, the pilots love that when passengers come up to the cockpit because there's a foul odour in the cabin. They love it.
Ben, have you ever had your kneecap shattered by a trolley?
No.
Good, yeah, me neither. But that is a risk, being an aisle seat person. Kat from Everton Hills, window or aisle?
I'm a middle seat person.
What?
What?
I didn't actually think somebody... I didn't think anybody voluntarily chose the middle seat. Why, Kat?
Well, it's the power seat, really.
Is it?
The middle seat. It's the power seat. Everybody is so thankful that you chose that seat and allowed them the window or the aisle. So really, it's the power seat. You get to put your head on either person's shoulder. You get to put your leg up on either person's lap.
You're like Mother Teresa of air travel.
But aren't you always jostling for the armrest?
Nah, just the shoulders.
Cat. Right, a middle seat. I've never heard the likes of
you're
it.
Like a unicorn. I've never met such a person.
Can we that keep Kat's is... number on file so when we're travelling, we can put Kat in between Lee's and I?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
It's riveting. It's fascinating.
Do you try and take the grimace off your face when you say that?
Those Two Girls.
I think I want to get a new hobby, Lee's.
Okay.
I think I just saw one on Instagram in the break that I want to partake in. I think I want to start doing puzzles.
And there goes your street cred that you already didn't have much of.
Well, I've really enjoyed doing the 65-piece puzzles with my daughter recently, and I think I'm ready to graduate to 1,000 pieces.
Are you having me on?
No. We've Sarah? Got one at home that's of Uluru because my husband bought it for our 3-year-old. He must think she's much more advanced than I do, and it's just sat quietly in the box. But I think I'm ready to partake this weekend.
I think you're too young for this. I think you're really, you're in the prime of your life. I need to remind you of this. It's not the time for puzzles, Sarah.
You know I like an indoor lifestyle, Lise.
I do, but this is, I don't know if we can be friends. Like, I
really?
Don't...
Is that all it takes? I'm doing puzzles.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Where did you live together?
In France, Sarah.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure there was a France reference in the show.
Those Two Girls.
I want to talk about the 1998 epic movie, The Wedding Singer. It had Adam Sandler in it. It had Drew Barrymore, who's always the same character in every movie, but I still like her.
I hated it. I thought it was so lame.
God, you need some happy pills today. You know the bit, you know the grandma, you know the movie, The Wedding
yeah,
Singer
I
with
know
the,
it.
The rapping grandma.
I said
like that movie. I really like it. And do you know what I like even more?
What?
This is just getting me excited. Okay. So Sunnybank Theatre Group are putting on a production of it, Sarah, a musical production of The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
They're turning it into a musical comedy and auditions are tomorrow.
Right.
This just
Why
excites
are you telling me this? Is it because I did theatre at university?
Yes.
It was a very, very prestigious QUT course and this is where I am? Is that why you're telling me that I'm here with you?
I just love the idea of auditioning. I think it is a very tough process, whether you're auditioning for a musical comedy like The Wedding Singer or whether you're trying out for a sports team or auditioning for a TV commercial, whatever.
I
think it is a very nerve-wracking process and I just like seeing people go down in flames.
I went to an audition. I was about 20 and I still had a mammoth spiral perm. It was huge.
Wow.
And I got sent along to audition for a Pantene curly hair commercial.
Perfect. Okay. Surely you got it.
Well, surprisingly, no, because the casting director came up to me and said, "Are your curls real?" Oh. And I said, "Mm-hmm."
Oh, you lied.
Yes, I lied. And he walked up to me and he pulled my hair. And the thing with a perm is it doesn't spring back like natural curls. It's just dead hair that's constantly in a twirl. And he pulled it and it didn't spring back. And he was like, "You can go." I didn't get it.
Oh,
my Pantene hair dreams were done and dusted. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I went to another audition on the Gold Coast for a show. Again, I
like
must have
musical?
Been 20. No, it was a television show. And they asked me if I could ride a horse. And I said, absolutely, absolutely. And then they asked me some horse questions about, okay, so what are you going to do if, you know, the horse does this? And I said, well, I'd just hold on. It was the wrong answer. And they were like, you can go.
You're a liar.
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, well, look, I had a nightmare audition once.
Was
where
it when you didn't get into Victoria's Secret and just had to stand in for Adriana Lima?
No, it was an audition for the Tourism Australia television commercial, which was a global campaign. And when I walked up to my audition time slot, I hadn't been, well, my booker hadn't told me that I needed togs, I needed swimmers. So when I got into the audition with a bloke that I didn't know, the casting director was like, all right, guys, down to your swimmers. We're going to pretend that you're swimming through the Great Barrier Reef. And I was like, yeah, not wearing togs.
So what, you just did bra and undies?
I had to strip down to my bra and undies, which were not matching and not pleasant, and I hadn't shaved since many, many years.
Sorry, were you going to be this girl?
So where the bloody hell are you?
Was that going to be you?
I was like an old version of Lara Bingle, but I did get the job, Sarah. Hairy,
oh, God, of course,
and in my undies.
Of course
I pulled
you did.
It off. 13, 10, 60, guys, we want to know, what did? When did you muck up an audition or a tryout or interview?
Yeah, make us laugh. There's got to be some good stories out there.
Oh, there's got to be people.
We've all got those dismal failures.
There's people who must have blanked out or had a bit of a spew from nerves or something.
Or fell over something.
Something. 13, 10, 60. When did you muck up an interview?
Lachlan from Alderley, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. When did you muck up a tryout interview or audition?
A few years ago now, me and some mates went camping the night before I had a big job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it'd be funny if they put a bunch of blue food dye in all my beers. And I didn't notice. So the whole night I was sitting there drinking beer, spilling beer all over myself. The next morning I went to this interview, woke up to go, and I was just covered in blue and I couldn't get it out.
You were like a Smurf.
It was, well, they still call me Smurf. I got the job.
Did you? Wait, hang on. You can't rock up to an interview covered in blue and nothing is said to you. What happened at the interview?
Oh, no. Yeah, so I walked in and he didn't say anything for about 30 seconds. He was just staring at me. And then eventually I told him what had happened and he thought it was actually pretty funny that I've still been out and about mucking around. So I got the job and, yeah, to this day I'm still called Smurf by all the work guys.
Oh, my God, I love it. Lachlan, you know there is actually a condition, though, Sarah. If you take too much colloidal silver, which is like a supplement, you turn blue. So it may be.
Really?
Yes, there is a condition.
I think if I had have done that initially, they might not have teased me as much.
Yeah, maybe. That's right. You could have played him off on that, Lachlan. Oh, I love it. Well, best of luck to all the people auditioning for The Wedding Singer in Sunnybank.
No pressure.
Break a leg.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I absolutely love it. It's the best Aussie song on radio at the moment. I'm calling it.
Is he an Aussie?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Sarah?
I might have made that up.
You just need a cold shower. You're not making any sense.
Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Folks, we want to hear what are the little things that have given you the rats this week, don't we, Lise?
Yeah, 13, 10, 60. Have a think, but here are a few of our faves.
Triggered.
People who say something.
Oh, with a K.
Triggered.
At the supermarket and you step back from the shelves and you're trying to look on the shelves and see what's there. And then people come and stand in front of you.
Triggered.
Sending text messages to somebody and they don't even bother to reply to me.
Triggered.
That one is still my favourite, the Kiwi bloke talking about people standing. In fact, I would say that Kiwi triggered callers are probably my favourites.
They're
very, very, very funny.
Very passionate. Sarah,
very
what's
passionate.
Triggered you?
Okay, I'm just going to take a deep breath here.
Oh, so
because I see it quite a lot and it does irritate me.
Okay, what?
People who take selfies of themselves having a nap.
Triggered.
Okay, you're not asleep.
It's one of
you're
the great.
You're pressing a button. So don't lie there and say, just sleeping with my bae, or take a photo with your new baby saying you're having a kip together because you're not asleep.
It's one of the great mysteries of life. How do they
it's
do it?
It's not a mystery. It's not. What about you, Lou?
You know, this is a thing that I don't understand. I need to talk to yogurt manufacturers about this. You know when you peel back the foil of the yogurt and then it spits at you? Why? Can they figure out, like, lower maybe? Like, I'd give up a bit of quantity of yogurt, like lower the level of the yogurt so it doesn't spit at me like a llama.
Or take the air pressure out something, for when it's released.
Something I didn't do physics. Someone work it out for me.
Another little thing that irritated me, it happened last weekend. I was at the shops and I'd gone to use the public bathroom. Mm-hmm. And there was, as I was exiting, there was actually a lady waiting at the door for somebody else to touch the door handle and open it.
Triggered.
I was like, so it's okay for me to touch the germy handle, but not you, princess.
Wow. Yeah. Well, she must have been a germaphobe. There I like, it's just the way it is.
Alicia from Griffin.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling enraged.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to the furniture warehouse clearance this morning at Astley, and I got there at 6:30 with all the other people in the line, and there's a little old lady in front of us who were like, you know, we'll make sure we don't run. Like, she was here first. We'll let her go. The guy that's 20 people deep in the line, he just thinks he can run on in, knock a little old ladies over, and he was more important to get to the front.
Really? So what time did the warehouse furniture clearance sales start?
Not till 8.
Not till 8. So you were there from 6:30?
Yeah.
And he's just done the bolt, and I bet you wanted to give a little ankle tap, did you?
He's a pusher in or a...
Yeah, just wanted to knock him down.
It's not polite.
It's just karma. He won't find what he needs.
He won't get that Queen Elizabeth bedhead that he was wanting.
No, he will not. Katie from Indooroopilly, what's triggered you?
So I'm a mechanic, and what triggers me, I think I can speak on behalf of every mechanic, is every customer that comes in who's a Google mechanic. And they pay us money to do their job, and then they tell us how to do it.
Like, give me an example.
So
you're like, change a tire, do an engine clean out?
Well, they're
just
like,
anything. I they know think everything this about
is,
anything.
I think this is what's wrong with it. I've Googled it.
Like,
I think this...
it's a wheel bearing, and they're like, no, it's a brake. Or it's this, and there's a noise.
And what do
like,
you
no,
say,
right
Katie? Thing. What's your response?
Oh, I let the boss deal with that one.
Oh, you should just yell triggered at them.
Triggered.
Oh, well, I hope you're not working today, Katie, and dealing with Google Google
I'm
types.
For the boys, yeah.
Oh, good, good. All right, well, Lise, I think that's us done and dusted for another week. Is it Scotty? Yes, it is.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. That's our little cue.
Oh, I have to tell the anchor what to do. I've Googled it, and I have to say, Scotty, you have to do
press
this
press that middle button now. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
I'll be at home doing puzzles.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.